You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Yeehaw! Wow. Okay, that woke me up, Al. Thank you.
Here we go. It's exciting because this is Daytona weekend. The Daytona 500 is coming up on Sunday.
It is. It's a big week of racing. So yes, we've got Daytona 500, lots of stuff going on there. Next week on Netflix, Drive to Survive drops.
Yes, that'll be season 5 or something?
Yeah, season 5, and it's going to be very dramatic, I hear.
Dramatic as in people get fired? I mean, that happens all the time.
Well, it does, but I think more about people yelling at each other.
Ah, yes. That yeah. Also happens all the time.
Maybe some car crashes, who knows?
Now, is it strictly just the Italians who are more fiery that tend to yell at each other? Or, the Germans, I guess, could get
of course.
Pretty bad, too.
Yeah, well, Toto Wolff, the team principal at Mercedes-AMG, of course, he gets quite upset because they're losing.
Uh-huh.
So he'll yell at some people, I'm sure.
We are not here to lose the race. We are here to win. There's right. Only one way to go.
Well, they did not do well last season.
If we cannot be first on the podium, then go home. Okay?
But funny enough, but it's Ladies' Day today on Dave's Corner Garage.
I suppose it is.
Yeah, we got Shannon O'Callaghan. She's from the Toronto RV Show, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
She's going to be telling us all about RVs. You know, a lot of people, especially during COVID, but apparently it's carried on. You know, people wanted to do a safe holiday, and the RV was the way to do it.
Yep, and that's continued. And the RV business is very busy these days.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff going on. And speaking of RVs, we have Amy Bradley from Wayfarer Insurance on later.
Right, and her particular specialty is RVs. But for a lot of people who are listening to the show who aren't RV people, but they do have collector bikes and cars and things like that.
Yep.
It can be crazy to insure it. And how do they do it? Well, Wayfarer is a company that specializes in that kind of product.
Yeah, so they've got all kinds of products. But, of course, Amy, of course, loves RVing. So she's super passionate about that and has lots of tips for us as well.
I was going to ask you, and you have race cars that get smashed up probably on a regular basis.
Well, I haven't wrecked them yet.
But can you get insurance?
Yeah, you know what? I was having that conversation yesterday. Somebody asked me that question, and yes, you can. You just don't want to know.
The price.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you just don't want to know. It's better to self-insure in a lot of cases with these race cars.
Yeah. Well, I know the TTC and lots of other people do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I suppose you can in some ways. But, yeah, I finally got to drive my race car last week. And
yes. We had to break it in, eh?
Had to break it in. Had to do about 300 kilometers, 200 kind of slow. Mm. And then the last 100 kilometers, I got to enjoy myself.
Now, is that primarily for the engine and the tranny or the... You know,
it's all the systems.
Right.
So, you know, it's a race car, so we're particular about all the systems. And it's prescribed by AMG that we have to break the cars in a very particular way.
Right.
And it's primarily, the number one factor is actually for the transmission. So our transmission is a racing gearbox. It's not the road car gearbox.
Quick question. Is there any kind of warranty when you buy a new race car? You're spending an awful lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And here to give you rules specifically, and this is how you're going to break in our engine.
Yes.
So that you don't break it.
Yes. Yeah. Now, the one thing.
So you didn't answer that.
No, there's no warranty. There's no warranty on anything.
Curbside. That's it.
There's nothing.
You're the bump of a car going over a curb. Your warranty's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think as soon as you start it up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the other hand, what they do is provide us with a really good race car. Like our engines don't require servicing until 40,000 kilometers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we had to change the oil.
Oh, okay, okay.
But we, you know,
that's an awful long time.
Yeah, but we don't have to worry about a rebuild or putting a new engine in for 40,000 kilometers. And that's a lot of racing. That's a lot of racing. And the same thing with the gearbox. I think the service interval is 20,000 kilometers.
Now that's a clutch style, right? A manual?
Well, it's a racing gearbox, so it's straight cut gears. As I learned a few days before I jumped in the car, it actually has a clutch pedal.
You know what? And it's funny, and I'd like to see how that works, because I know the NASCAR guys, except for getting started, don't use the clutch at all.
Yeah, same thing with our AMGs. So once you get rolling, you don't use the clutch pedal. But of course, I stalled it the first two times. Because the car was brand new, the clutch was brand new. I sound like a racing driver, but the pit lane is on an uphill.
Yeah.
So of course I started it up and promptly stalled it. So that'll be in an upcoming YouTube episode.
That doesn't sound so good for you though, because I mean you teach people how to drive.
Exactly.
You think you'd know how to drive?
you'd think. That was the first time I'd driven one of these.
All right, we're gonna have to get rolling now, and we got a lot of things to talk about. Again, there's racing coming up. We're gonna do a little bit of a recap. Brian was at the car show this week, and that's about it. And I'm going to announce, Consumer Report has given a list of the top picks for 2023. I'm sure you're going to want to know what those are.
I haven't even looked at the list, but I definitely have some opinions.
I'm sure you do. But, unfortunately, the list stops at 55,000. I guess they figured who wants to spend more than that.
I think a lot of cars over 55,000.
All right. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. And I learned something this week, Al.
What's that?
The Canadian government has banned leaded wheel weights.
I guess because, was there reasoning because lead is poisonous kind of thing?
Apparently.
Well, it's been like that for years, but kids don't eat them. I mean, what?
I'm pretty sure kids don't eat wheel weights.
No.
I have no idea, but it's just incredible. So what's the solution? As I understand it, Al, there's going to be a year transition, as our prime minister loves to use that word. There's going to be a year. So in a year's time, you can no longer use wheel weights that have lead in them.
It's funny because, I mean, we've always saved them and they get recycled.
Right.
So, we're good corporate players that way. I don't know. Since you mentioned it, I've never heard anything about that. We've had weights, for example. I mean, if a concern was that, for example, that the lead would get into the environment, a lot of the nicer, fancier weights now are actually coated.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So the lead doesn't leach out from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot worse things than lead. I don't.
I know. This is it's very strange. I don't understand this.
Yeah. It's going to certainly make it a little more difficult to. I mean, the whole idea was they used lead because it was heavy.
Yes.
And some tires can be out, a couple ounces, in which case takes a fair chunk of something to correct that imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a lot of cases too, now with mag wheels, for example, a lot of people are trying to move on the inside rather than the outside.
Yes, with those adhesive.
Yeah, and they work for the most part, as long as they're done properly. Yeah. And race cars, I think, have always been that way.
Yeah, that's not my job, but I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
Yeah, and the other problem too is that if you mount them on the outside, people are tire scrubbers all the time.
That's the thing.
And then, of course, it's like. You balance my tires, and I got a vibration now. And then eventually you look and you see the wheel weight is gone.
Right.
Or it's been moved substantially. Well, which threw it off. And, of course, it's not my fault.
Well, but it's always your fault, Al.
I understand that. We had actually a lady in this week, on Friday, as a matter of fact. Nice woman. Do you not see it strange? You put a battery in my car 2 days ago, and today I have a flat tire. And I'm going... The connection is, and then on top of it, speaking of tire scrubbers, she had ripped the valve practically right off the tire.
Oh, very nice. That's some good work right there.
Yeah. Of course, they're not electric. I don't not know the connection between that, but I didn't have a flat before I came in, eh?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in the business, we call those the ever since-yas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, ever since.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I have one in the shop right now, and the guy says... We did a tune-up on my car about a month ago, and today it won't fire. And So I said, well, I'll get it towed in. We'll have a look-see, right? Yep. And because people, I mean, they don't want to pay. I understand it. And, you know, let's pass the buck if we can. But I looked it up, and it was, no, this was a 20-year-old Honda with 200 Ks, and all we'd done a month ago was change the oil and filter.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know a little bit of mechanics.
Yep, yep. So. I'm pretty sure that the oil and filter change has nothing to do with the ability of the motor to start itself.
Exactly. But speaking of motor oil... filter changes.
Yes.
You know, you talked about in your race car how you do. How often do you change the oil?
I think we would probably do that every full day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe over the course of the race weekend. Our race team is a little bit of a bigger operation. I'm not involved in the those details. We've hired the right people for that. So my guess is that over the course of a race weekend, mm-hmm. we would change the oil. So once we're done.
Right. Okay. And I'm sure to use the fanciest synthetic oil that's available.
I think whatever Mercedes prescribes.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a special.
And I'm sure it's really expensive, as is everything in racing.
Well, the whole idea with, you want to get the most horsepower you can out of an engine, out of your vehicle. And if you use the slipperiest, the best oil, that's going to give you that advantage.
Yeah.
We watch, I don't know if you caught any of the Daytona qualifying. But the difference is hundredths of a second. I mean, that's all it is. Like between first and the last place car, there may only be a 1 second interval.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and with the new cars in NASCAR, it's such a competitive field.
Mm-hmm.
Our championship is actually owned by NASCAR, so IMSA is owned by NASCAR, and our championship specifically. So we run in Michelin Pilot Challenge,
mm-hmm.
and we run in the GS category, which is all GT4 cars you could recognize from the street.
Right,
we are. Crazy competitive as well. It's the same thing. The first 10, 15 cars are separated by less than a second.
Mm. Well, every car is the same.
No, every car is different. So we have AMGs. We compete against Ford Mustangs, Toyota Supras. BMWs, Aston Martins, all kinds of things. And what the championship's been able to do is create a very competitive championship for us.
Yeah. Now, is it strictly road course?
Yes.
So no oval tracks?
No ovals. We will race at Indianapolis, but on the road course this year.
Okay. And as a matter of fact, there's been some changes this year in the Daytona 500. You've got some people that were players before that are now coming back.
This is really cool. So I heard about this week. So, of course, Jimmy Johnson is back,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing a handful of races, but he's got a new team, and he's partners with Richard Petty.
Now, of course, if you don't know, he won the championship in NASCAR for... Seven or eight years. Not consecutive, but the most championships of anybody, I think. And he decided that he was going to take a break or leave.
Yes, well, he left NASCAR.
And he went to?
Went to IndyCar.
Where he didn't have a substantial amount of luck or good results, I don't think.
Well, again, it's not like he was out of the... he was non-competitive. Uh-huh. IndyCar is also very competitive.
Sure.
So he just didn't find his way to the sharp end of the field. That's all. But, I mean, he was right on pace with everybody.
Well, no, that's... You know what? It's funny. I was kind of disappointed. I would think if you're that good behind the wheel of a car...
Yeah.
That you should be able to get a couple podiums out of that,
You'd think, but open wheel racing is a young man's game.
No, you're right. There's no question. You got to have big cojones to go in there. And unfortunately, there's been lots of people that had one big one and never really recovered.
That's right.
Yep. All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back with more automotive news for yous right after this break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here in studio with Alan Gellman from Glen Allen Motors. And Al, it's an interesting time of year because lots of potholes are developing on the road. Are you seeing many people coming in for repairs?
Certainly seeing tires, yes. As a matter of fact, I just had one and it was like, they didn't ruin the rim, thankfully. I mean, because it was an older Toyota, so the rim wasn't ruined, but certainly the tire was.
Yep.
And unfortunately, as a matter of fact, too, here, this would be important. I had a customer who didn't squawk. I mean, obviously, he's got the cashola to pay. But here's what happened. He has a Lexus NX, and he put a nice set of wheels and tires on for winter.
Yep.
And what he needed in his car was what they call tuner nuts, okay?
Okay, now, what is this?
Tuner nuts are when you have an aluminum wheel that is very... it's just tight, and you don't have room for a conventional nut to go where your impact socket is thick enough, right?
Yes.
And it's for looks. There's no question. It looks more attractive. But the problem is that you need a special socket.
Right.
And it doesn't come with the car. It's not the same one that fits the vehicle, right? Because you've gone and in fact, if you look in your trunk, hopefully the guy gave you back the nuts. There's a box of chrome nuts rattling around in your trunk.
Right.
You know, which is where your wrench is. And if you got one of them silly wheel locks, that hopefully that's there as well. That's a story for another day. But sure enough, this guy, they called the Motor League because his wife got a flat out in Scarborough.
Uh-huh.
And the guy from Motor League didn't really know. All he knew was his wrench didn't fit any of these wheel nuts.
Right.
And they won't. Okay.
Okay.
You have to have that special socket. So if you have invested in those wheels, all the tire stores that sell wheels will sell you the socket. It's not particularly expensive,
right.
But you got to have it.
Yep.
And it's useless without it. So this was an NX, of course, all-wheel drive, so it had to be dollied. So between the tire repair and towing,
yes.
It was almost $500.
Oh, you know? No.
So, which was a shame.
Just over some silly nuts that had to fit these special wheels.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, exactly. Yep. And again, you know, the poor guy on the side of the road, or if you're handy and you want to do it yourself, without the proper tools, it's impossible to get it done.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
You were at the car show this week.
I was at the car show this week on Media Day.
Yes.
And it was great because you could walk around and see everything.
Yes,
and,
yes, yes.
And then, of course, we get to go behind the ropes, so to speak, from time to time. But it was very cool. So lots of really cool things. Obviously, there's lots of new cars, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm a bit spoiled. I get to drive all these new cars all the time. So I'm not terribly interested in some of this stuff. I've probably driven it anyway. But what was really cool is a lot of the newer vintage stuff. So a lot of the 80s and 90s.
So that's a newer vintage. But so
I guess I don't know what the terminology is. So there's
what kind of cars were they?
So they had
Porsches.
Did I see any? Yeah, there were some Porsches from the 80s. There was a 959 there,
mm-hmm.
Which is just a stunning car. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the GMC Typhoon?
Yeah, it was like a Canyon, wasn't it?
It was an SUV thing, a 2-door SUV.
Right.
But it had the motor from the Buick Regal Grand National in it.
Okay, no.
So a very, very special low production performance, early performance SUV. It's very cool. They had a Alfa Romeo Zagato Spider or something, or it's a very special car. Who knows what that thing cost. Mm-hmm. And my pal Yuri from the Straight Pipes had his Plymouth Prowler there.
Plymouth Prowler.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember those?
Yeah, that was a neat car.
Yeah. Interesting car. You know, used the drivetrain from the front-wheel drive sedans of the era in a rear drive package. Very, very bizarre. I'm sure it does not handle well, but it's a cool looking thing.
And your friends from Autostrada had a big display.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Most of those cars are made out of unobtainium, eh?
Everything in their booth is just stunning. So Lucas and Sean just, you know, asked a bunch of their friends to bring in some interesting stuff. And that booth is one stunning car after another.
Question, though. I'd be concerned. I mean, you know, I they've got the history. They've got like 50 years of Porsche there. Or is that 100 years of Porsche or something?
Yeah, that's with Cobble Beach.
Yeah.
So they've got some interesting stuff in their room as well.
Now, the cars are owned by individuals rather than
yes.
the company.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be concerned. You know, I've got a car that's worth $500,000 that's on display
yes.
for any Yahoo to I mean, let's I feel terrible because, you know, I just had a customer in last week and his car got keyed downtown.
Oh, no.
And I thought, what kind of nasty person, I didn't think nasty person, would do something like this.
Yep.
But can you imagine, you got a fancy car there.
Yeah, they actually have security at the Autostrada booth. So
I hope they're watching the
Yeah,
whole
they
time.
They are, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Look at that hood ornament. That would look good on my Chevy. I mean, crazy. All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back with Shannon O'Callaghan right after this break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and joining us on the phone is Shannon O'Callaghan from the Toronto RV Show. Shannon, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Shannon, question, you know, we're having an issue. Brian and I were talking about it during the break. You know, I mean, everybody likes new cars and they want to get new ones, but the manufacturers haven't been able to keep up. We know primarily, actually, I guess because of COVID, RVing all of a sudden has exploded. Now, have the manufacturers and suppliers been able to keep up?
Absolutely, and we're in a great position, especially for the show coming up. We are fully stocked and ready.
So it's not a matter of finding the trailer or camper that you want and then saying, well, you know, we should be able to get one to you in about a year and a half.
That is not the case.
Okay, so there is inventory and the show. Tell us all about it.
Well, I want to start by giving everybody some really good advice. Plan your day. Give yourself plenty of time to take in all of the RVs on display. There will be over 450 units to take a look at and consider. You can shop at the parts and accessory store. You can visit campground booths, and as well as several booths, vendors around the show. So that you'd need a lot of time, and there is plenty of free parking and three entrances to provide this. I want to mention, I can't not mention the amazing prizes. You can enter to win at the show. We have a grand prize of a 7-day RV dream vacation in a luxury motorhome sponsored by Motorhome Travel. Mm-hmm. We have Coleman camping gear, a kayak package, a Wi-Fi package for RVs. And if you purchase an RV at the show, you can enter to win an RV payment for up to 1 year, up to $5,000. And that's sponsored by Wayfair Insurance. So there are so many exciting things to do at the show. You can also sit back and relax because we've got some musical talent. We've got a full-time RVing family presenting, and we've got seminars rolling in three locations.
Three locations, three separate buildings? You know, you take up quite a big amount of space at the International Center, eh?
Yes, we have five halls plus what we call is the Aviation Ballroom, and that's where we have the parts and accessory store. It's 15,000 square feet. So the seminars will have, yes, the topics are anywhere from solar power, RV leak protection, RV tires and towing. Even if you want to learn about RVing for the very first time, we've got a seminar called RVing 101. And you can learn about holding tanks, maintenance, and even Wi-Fi and satellite for your RV.
I've dreamt about holding tanks a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, this seminar is about how and what to do. So this is where you want to, you know, learn about it and how to do it right.
Exactly. And in fact, after, you know, later on in the show, we're going to have Amy on, Amy Bradley from Wayfair. And she is a big camper, and she'll tell you all about what you need to get rid of and clean up at the end of the year, because otherwise you've got a problem come springtime.
Yes, it's good to keep it maintained, absolutely. And then when springtime comes, you are ready to rock and roll again.
I guess the big difference, too, between the RV show and a car show, for example. At a car show, Brian and I were talking, the cars usually have like a silk rope around them, and they don't want you anywhere near close, right? In the RV show, the doors are open.
Absolutely. You can go through and take a look, and you can even order different floor plans if you like. You can change the color of the interior, the furniture. There's so many options. It's looking at pictures is not the same as coming to the show and looking at all of the beautiful units.
Sure. And again, for people who have not done RVing before, people have no idea, you know, how you jam all that stuff and all that space into usable room inside a trailer.
Right, right. And we have professionals at the show to show you how. There's all kinds of products that are compact, made just for RVing and just for the storage. The small compartments, and some of them have large compartments for storage.
When I was down in Daytona a few weeks ago, Shannon, I got to visit some friends who were in, I think it's called the Class A motorhome, and that was quite the experience.
Yes, there are several types of Class A motorhomes, and for those who don't know, the Class A would be the bus type.
So it's self-driving. It's not, you don't, you're not towed.
No, it's definitely not towed, and you can put a trailer on it if you wanted, but
you could bring a trailer or a boat.
Yeah. Well, right, because in a lot of cases, people pull their car behind it because, you know, when you get to the campsite or wherever you're staying, you don't want to be driving the bus around.
No,
you
know? I don't want to be driving a 40-foot bus around.
Right, you're going to be pulling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, and but again, you've got people that sell all those accessories and have advice on how to do that.
Yes, and we have e-bikes, too. Some people, if they don't want to tow their car, they just have an e-bike for the campground.
That is a fantastic idea. But I want to revisit the idea of towing. And if you haven't towed before, there's a lot to learn. And it sounds like you're covering that with RVing 101. I think that's a brilliant idea because towing, there's so much to know.
We have a specific seminar on towing with Andy from Can-Am RV, and it is on every single day. And you can ask questions. He's there to answer all your towing questions.
So, but you are able to actually, so there are dealers there, so you can actually try to put a deal together?
Absolutely. These dealers are ready to sell, and they even have manufacturers there to answer your questions as well.
Maybe silly question. Someone's on a bit of a budget. Are there used vehicles there?
There are not used vehicles at the show. However, dealers do have used vehicles on their lot. However, it's only new vehicles at the show.
Right.
You know, so only new RV.
So you can see the best one and what it looked like new. But again, like you say, I'm sure some of these guys, if they've got inventory, they're going to have sheets with printouts and show you their websites and how you can
Absolutely.
Do it. What about as far as financing? I mean, we're not talking about, little, these are big ticket items. Is there any special people there to help you with financing?
Well, yes, and absolutely. The banks are on site to help the dealers with any sales that are going through right on the spot.
Okay.
And I know that banks usually provide some special rates.
Wow.
That is fantastic. Now, the show is coming up. It's March 2nd to 5th, so not next week, but the week after.
Correct.
And you mentioned that there, if you're looking for, again, if you're on a budget and you've got time on your hands, if you go Thursday, Friday, it's a little cheaper?
It is. Half price Thursday, Friday is $9 at the gate or online. And this gives you a chance to really go through. And, we've got units on sale for any budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Class A would be top of the budget.
Yeah, that's a big budget. But I'll tell you, I like the luxuriousness of a Class A motorhome. Those things are special.
Just throw a number at me. What is a Class A worth?
There could be one worth about $400,000 at the show.
Okay.
Okay. That's like a house. Not in Toronto, though.
In Toronto, yes.
Now, that's specifically built like on a bus chassis. Is that what that is?
It is.
Okay, and again, but you've also got 10 trailers as well.
Absolutely. We start from very small towable trailers that you could tow with your car.
Mm-hmm.
And, it goes up with pop-up trailers and right up to fifth wheels, luxurious fifth wheels. So there's small, medium, large, everything in between, right up, like you said, to the Class A motorhomes.
That's great. And like you said, there are seminars running all day because there are a lot of people that are new to the hobby or new to the experience and they know nothing about it. And there really is a lot to learn. I know Amy's always talking about that. You may not know this, but, this is what you need to do. Otherwise, you better make sure you have good insurance because you're going to have a problem come springtime.
Absolutely.
That'd be a big concern. I'm in the car repair business and I can tell you that especially, newer, younger people, they don't have a clue sometimes. Like, I think the computer will tell you everything there is to know.
No, that's definitely not
the case. And it's great here that you can get that information. Can you view any of this online as well?
The show is not available online. However, all the information about the show is on our website, the full exhibitor listing, even an interactive floor plan. So if you wanted to plan your day, you could go onto the interactive floor plan. You could look up where the vendors are, map out your plan, and save yourself some time.
I got some little kids. I don't know how interesting they're going to be. Do you have stuff to keep them busy?
Absolutely. We have face painting for kids, and we have a coloring contest with amazing prizes to give away. So kids are not left out at all.
Sounds like a blast. And again, is there a family ticket that you can buy? Or
we feel that our prices are so cheap, we don't need to offer a family ticket, and kids are free.
Oh, well, you can't beat that.
Can't argue with that at all.
Except you got to feed them, eh?
Yeah, you don't need to feed kids.
All right, I want to thank you.
Lots of ice cream.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I have to pick some up on the way home. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us. It's
thank
the you. International Center one more time. When it's on Thursday the 2nd until Sunday the 5th. Toronto International Center out by the airport. Free parking. And make sure that you wear your walking shoes because it's a long show. Get there early, and there's tons to see. Take care, Shannon.
Cheers.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. Speaking of Amy earlier.
Yeah, Amy's going to be back, and we're going to announce the next winner of our CAA Plus membership contest.
I wonder if she was listening, because she's going to cuss us out.
Yeah, she probably, well, she better not cuss on the air.
All right, Amy, keep it clean. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max here with Alan Gelman, and on the phone is Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. Amy, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you guys doing today?
We're very good. You sound a little odd. I mean, is it maybe it's your phone? I don't know. Where are you? Are you out by the barn?
Are you camping?
No. I'm in my house. We had a snowstorm all the weather.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a lot of ice, so it could be that.
Yeah, and I know driving down here, it's quite pretty if it wasn't for the damage. I mean, look at all the trees, and they're just like all icicles, eh? Is that what you had up there?
Absolutely. The trees are beautiful. The sun is sparkling right off of it,
mm-hmm.
which, you know what? If you have your RV parked outside and those tree branches break and hit your RV, you'll be covered with us.
You'll be covered with ice and snow, too, but
absolutely.
People aren't aware of the fact that, you know, when they buy toys, they think that they're automatically going to be covered, but especially when it comes to motorhomes or trailers and stuff like that, you need specialty insurance. Is that right?
Absolutely. And we have the coverage that you need, because I'll just get into, so we have the big RV show, the big one coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And the number one question we get is, we just had an RV. I need to put insurance on it. And it's just wait, because you don't put our insurance on your trailer until the ownership goes in your name.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize that. They think, oh, I purchased it. Or they just ordered it. And sometimes when you finance, yes, you do need that insurance. But if your unit has not been made yet and you ordered it through the show,
mm-hmm.
or the big one, we have to wait till it's built, because you can't put insurance on something that's not built yet.
Well, right, and if you haven't taken possession of it, why would you have to cover it on your side?
Well, that's exactly, and people just get all excited, which is great. You want your RV, but until that ownership is in your name, that's when you need the insurance.
Now,
and a lot of people, yeah.
Yep, go ahead.
No, and I was going to say, and a lot of times you think, you're so excited, you got your RV, you're going to go pick it up, and then you have it financed. Because if you have something financed, you will need to have the insurance on it,
mm-hmm.
which, you know what, if you forget, give us a call, because we can send over confirmation same day for you. So Monday to Friday, and you know what, even if it's like 4:45 and you forgot, you call us, we literally will stay on the line so you can enjoy camping on that weekend.
Well, sure, and the internet makes it so easy, eh?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, so if you're looking for a quote, you can go to rvingtips.ca, get a quote through online. You can give us a call, 1-844-929-4768, and we specialize in it. So a lot of times people will say, hey, I bought a unit, I'm going to put it on my car. Well, that's fine and dandy. You can do that, but you're not going to get the coverage you need. See, we specialize in your RVs, because if you put it on your car, your broker will say, yes, you have liability. But sometimes people forget, when you're at that campsite, you unhook from your car, because the campers, the owners don't want your vehicles on your campsite. You're only allowed like one or two, and then you have to go park in the campground,
mm-hmm.
like on the offside parking. But with us, we have your premise liability, so we know you're still going to be covered.
That's a big difference. So, Amy, I heard a rumor that you might be doing seminars at the RV show. Is that true?
I am. So on the Toronto Camping Show, the big one, and they call it the big one for a reason, because there's, I believe, over 14 dealers. They have a whole room of exhibitors, and within the exhibitor area is going to be their stage. Well, I will be talking about the insurance and the what you need to know versus, hey, what you don't need to know.
Right. I'm saying
throughout the week.
Sure, and I'm guessing your regular car insurance, you know, may have you covered. For example, somebody drives into the side of it. But for example, if you have a problem where there's a plumbing issue inside, or you forget to take care of some maintenance issue, that insurance may not cover it, where Wayfarer will. And as a matter of fact, you're always talking about the awnings, right?
Yes, those are your number one claims you are going to have. So even when you said about the inside, so sewer backup, we have that coverage for you. Because I'm going to tell you, it happens. Life happens, and that's why we revolve around our clients. Because, well, I always like to give you guys life experiences. And it's usually my family that I throw under the bus. But my nephew, Owen, we were camping.
Yeah.
And the toilet, you can actually have the flusher on the ground, or you can have a handle one. Well, he stepped on the flusher. It was a flusher on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the valves didn't shut. Because you have two tanks in your trailers. You got your gray, which is your water, and then you've got your black, which is your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So the what? And we were hooked up to the water outside at the campground. And the gray tank filled up, the black tank filled up, and guess where it comes out? The toilet.
Oh, well, no.
Open the door. It was just like, you know, the Looney Tunes when, am I aging myself now? Like, open the door and the water came flying out.
Oh, no.
My sister said, Amy, am I covered for this? Well, you know me. I was like, oh, no, Carrie, that's a crappy situation. You're not covered. But meanwhile, yes, you are absolutely covered for that. I could say that because it was my sister. But that sewer backup, you're absolutely covered. And a lot of people don't realize. We understand, we camp ourselves, and it's the best coverage you can have, even your content. So when that happens, like, the water just doesn't stay on the floor. It seeps through everything. So your compartments underneath, you're going to have contents coverage because you have your lawn chairs. You're going to have your games. You're going to keep your tools underneath of there. So you want to make sure you're covered. So that's why we have contents insurance for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fully covered. And with your awnings, I'll tell you, when you're camping, you want to make sure, because right now is the time to start looking for proper insurance. Because even when you have your awnings, these campgrounds are getting kind of smaller. And everyone knows, and it's hard getting your units in there. You roll out your awning, then you have your campfire. Well, sometimes those sparks fly. And can burn your awning, and that's even covered with us. So if you're all risk coverage, so that's your fire, lightning, hail, windstorms, falling objects, such as your trees, vandalism, theft, burglary, flooding. We also have your snow load, sewer backup, which is your overland insurance. So if you have flooding, we've got you.
There should be an Amy channel.
We could have an Amy channel. We totally could. Now, yeah, as much, you know, Amy, as much as we're talking about RVs and camping and everything else, you guys cover more than just RVs and campers, right?
We absolutely. So we are your lifestyle brand. So you have your collector cars. I've got you covered. Well, I've got, and people will say, oh, yeah, do you have one? Absolutely, I have. Well, it's not mine. It's my husband's. I am not privileged to say it's mine yet. But
half of it is. You better tell him that, you know. Tell him you want the good half, not the bad half.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got a 67 F100.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep that storage inside all the time. Because you want to make sure you have the special coverage for that. And we know you're not driving it every day. So that's why the premiums on that are so darn cheap.
Amy, thank you very much for joining us. You're going to be in studio next week, correct?
I am. And I'll let you know, all of your listeners, if they want to join the Explorer V Club, I'm going to give them $10 off.
Woo! 1-844-929-4768. If you're thinking about a trailer or you have a classic car you want to insure, call Amy. Tell them that you were listening to the show and she'll hook you up. Amy, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in the studio with Alan Gelman, of course. And I was at the auto show the other day, and OmVic does have a booth there. And, you know, there's so much that people don't know about the way the car business works, and OmVic is there to protect car buyers.
It's important. You know, people just assume things. For example, like there's a cooling off period. There is no cooling off period.
Yeah.
You buy a car and something goes wrong and it's not a licensed dealer, you're SOL, you know? And there's lots of stuff that's going on now. I imagine, you know, a lot of people were thinking that because electronics now have taken over your speedometer and odometer business and the whole car, that you can't turn the odometer back. But the truth of the matter is it's way easier to do that.
Absolutely.
And it was weird because, you know, I was on, as a matter of fact, I was on the auction website, and I saw all these vehicles, and they all had about 150Ks.
Sure they did.
Well, right, exactly. I'm thinking, be a little more creative.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And there's no way to really find out unless you've got, you know, paper to follow it up.
Exactly. And you know, with friends and family, I always, and of course nobody listens, but I suggest that they buy a used vehicle where it's got a full service history. And
yes,
you know exactly what's going on. And that's how I buy my cars.
Right. I mean, and that's how you're going to prove it. It's like, you know, somebody might bring a car to me and say, do you think the odometer is correct? I can tell the difference between 150 and 300. But,
yes.
But I can't tell the difference between, you know, 150 and 75.
Exactly.
Especially if people were nice and treated the car well, you know, took care of it.
Yep.
And you know yourself, if you use a high-end detailing shop, they can make a pizza delivery car look like brand new in no time at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have a winner to announce, Al.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
So our latest winner of a CAA Plus membership is... it's Jeff Booth from here at the big city of Toronto.
I wonder if he's related to Shirley.
Who's Shirley?
You know Shirley Booth?
No.
Hazel. Remember Hazel?
No.
Oh, Brian, you're such a young
Yeah, I'm
puppy.
So young.
I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there going, Brian, that's Hazel. We used to watch that all the time.
That went way over my head. So Jeff's won a CAA Plus membership, and that's a very cool thing. And, of course, go to davescornergarage.com. We still have one more week to go, I think.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And that's way over the standard membership. You know, you get extra kilometers.
Yeah, extra towing, like all kinds of benefits, right?
Right. And the CAA is a marvelous company. I mean, people talk about how much they save on insurance. MyPace is an incredible program.
Yeah.
Especially if we were talking earlier about people who have collector cars. If you have a number of cars and you're only driving them, you know, very low miles, you can go that route.
Yeah, MyPace makes a lot of sense. And, if you know, people still aren't going back to the office, this kind of makes sense if you're not putting a lot of miles on your car.
We were talking camping earlier. I just wanted to announce, I did see a thing here on the interweb that Parks Canada is opening up their booking availability March 1st because camping has been popular.
Yeah.
And people are out there doing it, and if you want to get a good spot, you got to get on there early.
Yeah, straight away, and I'm sure their website's going to crash.
All right, Consumer Report, top auto picks for 2023. Under 25,000, number one pick, Toyota Corolla Hybrid.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and people, you know what, and people are just lining up for hybrids. As a matter of fact, I'm looking down this list quickly. I think 3/4 of these cars are hybrid.
That doesn't surprise me. They're very, very efficient.
There's only one actual straight-up battery car here.
Oh, what's that?
It'd be the one you don't like. The company that you're not familiar, you're not friends with, you know, you're not favored
I love
with.
The idea of the company. I just don't like their products.
As a matter of fact, you know, I asked about that because most people, if they have Teslas and you ask them, they'll tell you they love them and they're great. Very few admit to ever having a problem.
Of course not. And, you know, I drove a Model 3 again in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it's the one that has the screen in the center only. So you have no instrument cluster directly in front of you. So you got to look to the screen over on the side and low. It just doesn't make sense from a driving perspective.
Well, it's on consumers' list for vehicles between $45,000 and $55,000.
Yeah, not on my list.
I would have taken the Lexus NX 350.
That's a good car.
Yes, you reviewed it on your site. What's your site called?
Just go to YouTube. It's Brian Max.
And you can see Brian in all his glory. And if the sun's shining and his head doesn't shine, it's a beautiful thing.
That means I have a hat on.
Carlos, thank you very much for keeping the wheels on. all you for listening in, and we'll see you next week. This has been Dave's Corner Garage.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.